right now, though, you're listening to Artbeat. I'm Beck Bowman, and I'm joined now by LB Fifaro and Zoe Portilla, who are part of Australian Graphic Design Association. They are mentor and mentee in a WA program that looks at ways that emerging graphic designers can be supported. LB, Zoe, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. It's my pleasure. Tell us a little bit about the Graphic Design Association.
Yeah, so AGDA basically exists to support graphic designers, not only in Perth, but across Australia. It's an organisation that is run by graphic designers, as well as other people involved. I think Daniel got in touch with you, Beck. We are, as an organisation, really care about design, care about designers, care about nurturing talent. We want to see this industry thrive and kind of continue into the future. So, yeah, we want to support that as much as possible. And I think that is why the mentor program really kind of works so well, because it's professionals kind of giving back and helping, you know, students kind of have their first start and their first kind of experience in the industry.
What is it that graphic designers do, right? Because I've just said, I've just been very honest and said that I feel like when I think about graphic design, I think about websites. But obviously, graphic designers do more than just make websites.
Completely.
Or decide what the websites look like.
Yeah, I know it's a bit of a trope, but I was working on a website yesterday. I think I just mentioned before. I guess if you ask my mum, she'd say I draw all day and make cool things. I work in the advertising industry as well, so I have kind of like the easy option of pointing to an ad and saying I helped, you know, that come to life. For example, Lottery West, like the new Powerball work that's come out, and the Oz Lotto campaign, and a few other bits and bobs like that. Like, they all know that. My family kind of religiously sit in front of the TV when those ads come on and say, you know, we know who did that and we love it. Yeah, which is fantastic.
Zoe, before you kind of started studying and became involved in graphic design, did you have a particular idea of what was involved? And did that change over the time that you were studying?
I don't think I knew graphic design existed as a job. I was always in love with art. I loved drawing. That's kind of my natural passion. Always went there, but I don't think I knew in high school that graphic design existed as a job. So, yeah, I kind of, when I went to university, I kind of eeny, meeny, miny, moed and chose my degree. And it happened to be led down that path. I actually did advertising, so I didn't study graphic design. It was my elective. And yeah, just slowly throughout the years went down that path of graphic design. Yeah.
What does it mean to you to be able to access this mentorship opportunity?
Oh, it's such a good opportunity. I went to North Metropolitan TAFE and they really encouraged me to do this opportunity, and not many people took it on. It was only me and another guy, Andy. And yeah, it was such a massive help. Albie was an amazing mentor.
Good to hear.
I bothered him a lot of my student assessments, a lot of career help and looking at my portfolio, introducing me to his agency through 3 Mullen Low and everyone who works there and kind of how an agency works. Yeah, it taught me so much.
It sounds like a lot of that practical stuff around like, what does this actually look like? LB, what do you reckon is the secret to being a good mentor?
I think it's kind of like digging back into your history and understanding how it felt to be in, you know, those shoes, and then just trying to project a bit more of that, but also the lived experience that you've had in between then and now. And yeah, I think it's definitely helped. Like, I've had 5 or 6 mentees in the past. One of them actually did some work for RTR in a couple of years ago. But yeah, I think, like, especially with Zoe, it's just about, you know, putting myself back in North Metropolitan TAFE, or Central TAFE as it was back then, and yeah, saying, what do I want to know? And I think for me it was getting outside of that bubble, which you kind of get in when you're in any type of art school. You know, you think your work is incredible, you think it's amazing, which Zoe's was, but you do also need that fresh perspective from someone that's not connected, like that's not a lecturer, that's not a fellow classmate that thinks your work is incredible, and can just give you some like tangible feedback and say, this is how you can push it to be like industry level Australia, Australian level, international level, and yeah, just grow. Yeah.
Some objectivity, I guess.
Completely. Yeah.
Zoe, if you were to give people advice, if someone was listening and they're thinking, actually, I would love a mentor, how would they get in contact with AGDA and how can they apply? How can they kind of get involved?
Yeah, so I believe it is a program that's run once a year, every year. Yeah. You can apply online. That's how I applied. It's really easy. It's just a Google form. You quickly just, you know, your name, your details, a bit about yourself, your portfolio, CV with some of your work. And yeah, you just send it off and you hear back within a couple of, I don't know, pretty soon. I do believe you need to be an AGDA member to apply. So I was a student member, so it's free for AGDA members.
Yep.
And both of you, what would be like the one piece of advice you would give someone who was just emerging, just kind of blossoming into a graphic designer?
I would say, I've heard this so many times, but I would say networking and, you know, having a presence. I wouldn't say I'm the most social person, but I put myself in these uncomfortable positions going on RTR. You know, I'm not the most social, I'm not the most talkative, but I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to put myself out there. Even if you don't talk or you're too shy, at least they know your face.
Yeah,
you know, completely.
Yeah, just the other day I went to a meetup. There was probably about half an hour that I didn't talk to anyone. I was very awkward and, you know, kind of pretending to be on my phone on the weather app. But, you know, I went and people now, you know, can put a name to a face, and I think that's really important.
Definitely. And just to kind of like build on that a bit as well, just being authentic and being yourself. I think nobody wants to be faced with a carbon copy version of themselves or someone else. Like they want authenticity and they want those weird kind of things to come bubble up to the surface. And I think like looking through Zoe's work, that was really what stood out with her. Like her work is incredible, like very cheeky, like risque at times, but it's, yeah, it showed me her personality and she was really authentic with that, and that showed through in her work. So I think authenticity completely.
Don't be afraid to be your true weirdo self.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah.
On that note, you are a big fan of the Cows with Guns track.
I am, yeah. That was one of my dad's favourites. Yeah. And therefore mine, because we had to hear it non-stop in the car. So
thank you so much for weighing in on that particular debate as well. Thank you so much, Zoe and Albi, for coming in and taking time out to talk to us today on Artbeat about what it means to do graphic design as a career and what it means to be a mentor and a mentee. All the best.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
This is a lot of fun.